Let's go with the Word this morning. Here we go. Amen? Let's go with the Word. He called me what? You ever had somebody call you something or heard somebody said something about you and they called you a name you didn't appreciate? You ever had that happen? He called me what? Not going to get by with that. Or have you had somebody, like I said before, maybe somebody said something so nice about you and somebody told you about it and you couldn't believe it. You go, he called me what? He said, what about me? Well, that's what Jesus did. Jesus called us some things in the Bible. He called us light. And you can just think of a little old light bulb or a little something. No. Light's incredible. We did a whole message on light and the science of light and all that kind of stuff. So, man, when he called you light, he called you something fantastic. Amen. He called me salt. I thought that was the goofiest one. Salt. He called me salt. You know? But when you look at salt, and we looked at it culturally, and we looked at the meaning of salt, and you know, the word salt is our word that we use where we get our word salary from. You're not worth your what? Not worth your salary. And it was used for so many things. So for Jesus to call us salt was incredible. But the one I like the best is today. Come on. Jesus called me what? Can we say that again? Jesus called me. He called me friend. Now, light, maybe, I don't know what he was meaning, you know, when I just read it through quickly. Now, I know a lot better. Salt, what? Now, I understand clearer. But I sort of get that one, don't you? He called me what? He called me friend. At least I thought I got it. Hang in here with me. I thought I got it until I started studying it. I've been studying a long time and know a little bit about the Bible. But the more I study, the more I read, the more I understand. And that's true for you as well. Amen. Come on. And that's what happened to me this week in my office on Tuesday. And I'd like to share with you what I've learned. Amen. Jesus called me friend. But before we get into too much of that, let's go with some scriptures. A man that hath what? Must show himself what? That's good advice, isn't it? Say. Why don't I got no friends? Have you ever thought it's maybe because you mean as a snake? Say. Nobody likes me. No, we don't. How about be nice? Amen. Come on. No. But look at that last part though. And there, sit with me, is a what? That sticks closer than a who? Wow. Keep reading. A friend loves at all times. And a brother's born for adversity. Just some verses on friends. Keep looking. Iron sharpens iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his what? Friends. You ever had a friend help you? You ever had a friend help you, but it sort of took some rubbing you pretty rough, a little bit the wrong way maybe, but it ended up helping you? Can I see your hand? A little bit of tough love, tough talk. Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And they named some things, and he says, well, here's what I hear. They say the Son of Man has come eating and drinking. And you say, behold, a gluttonous man. This is what they said about Jesus. A wine bibber. Say that last part with me. A of and sinners. That's what they said about Jesus. They said he hung out with people. They said he ate with people. They said he ate with low-life losers. Did you know they said that about Jesus? Did you know when they said it about Jesus, it was true? He did. He hung out with sinners. He ate with sinners. He didn't just eat with them. He looked like he was their friend to other people looking on the, from the outside looking in. Look at him. Look at him. He looks like he likes them. Well, he did. Amen. So, Jesus, a friend of sinners. When Jesus was in the garden, he just had the Last Supper with his disciples, remember? He's going to the garden to pray. He just told them at that supper, one of you is going to betray me. One of you is going to betray me. He goes to the garden, says, pray. Watch and pray, lest you fall into temptation. And who meets him in the garden? Judas. Remember? Say, and the devil for sure. But Judas and a band of soldiers are coming. He's coming to betray Jesus. And Jesus sees Judas and calls him what? Say it louder. He called Judas what? Wow. And they came and they laid hands on Jesus and they took him, and we know the rest of the story. Amen? And all his disciples forsook him and fled. Psalm 41:9. Yea, my own familiar friend, in whom I what? Which did eat of my, has lifted up his heel against me. You ever had a friend or someone you loved that betrayed you, that turned their back on you? Can I see a hand? I mean, I know it's hard to do it. How's that feel? Wow. Jesus called us what? Now, just put some scriptures up there. You might say, well, what's he talking about? Well, I just threw some scriptures up there. I just want you to see how friends in the Bible all over the place. But that's not what I'm talking about. Let's go this way now. Here we go. Come on. Friend. Uh-oh, that's friend. F-R. Is that how it's in the dictionary, F-R-E-N-D, like that? Is it really? F-R-I-E-N-D, but it's friend. I guess I talk better than I thought. Friend. Here we go. Friend. Go ahead, Rog, help us. What's the definition of friend in a Webster's dictionary? I'm going to tell you something. Friend is ambiguous. Look at it. A person who likes or is helpful to someone, a supporter. Say that whole definition with me. A person who likes or is helpful to someone, a what? When I read Webster's dictionary, which I do often, that just was weak to me. It just... Maybe that's why friends are like that. Friends are... Have you ever got some wishy-washy friends? Say, you ever been one yourself, a wishy-washy friend? Let me see your hand. Go ahead and testify. You've just been not so good of a friend sometimes, okay? Well, because that seems to be what it... Look at that definition. A friend who helps. Well, that's not... Likes, who helps, who's a supporter. I mean, he called me friend. So it piqued my interest. So you like me, you want to help me, you want to support me. So let's keep rolling with the message. Let's go with it. Roger, we're rolling. So he called me friend. Keep looking. So does that mean that Jesus likes me? He called me friend. Does that mean Jesus likes me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got it. Answer correct. Keep going. So does Jesus want to help me? Yes, 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 sirree. No doubt about it. Keep looking. Does Jesus want to support me? Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. So are we done with the message? Is that what we came to hear today? He likes me. He wants to help me. He wants to support me. And I'm not dissing that Jesus likes me and wants to support me and help me. But is that what he meant when he called me friend? Have I lost y'all already? You think I'm nuts this morning? I do have a lot of water in my ears, but otherwise. I played with Abby and Danny. You know, Kim's like 11 years younger than me. But I just want you to know, I kick her tail when it comes to water parks. And those kids, we played, so my head's full of water. But anyway, here we go. So is that what that's about? He likes me. He wants to help me. He wants to support me. Is that what he was saying when he called me friend? And by the way, I didn't see necessarily where he called me friend on those scriptures on the screen. Specifically, there was not a scripture that said he called me friend. So where, Clark, did he call me friend? Well, I'm glad you asked. John 15:15. That's not that hard to remember. Say it with me. John 15. Can y'all say it louder? John. It's where Jesus called me friend. Henceforth, I call you not what? servants. For the servant knows not what his Lord does. Say it with me. But I have called you friends. I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. So John 15:15, Jesus called his disciples, Jesus called us his what? His friends. So what does that word mean? See, guys, Webster didn't write the Bible. Your Old Testament, I don't get into this a lot, was in Hebrew. Your New Testament translated into Greek. Webster wasn't there in English making it make sense. Now, it's been translated into English, and we have it, and it's awesome. And the word that's where he said he called us friends is the word friend. But it has a far deeper meaning than just someone who likes or helps or who supports. Did you understand that or not? So let's explore that and look right quick. I have called you friends. The word friends in John 15:15 is a Greek word. Say this with me. That means, say it with me, a friend at, one more time, a friend at. If today's your first time, you say, man, I don't like him. I'm sorry. But if you hang in here with me, you're going to learn something. Amen. Say. So the word friend, he's called me what? See, I didn't understand light till I researched the word light really good. I didn't understand he called me salt until I really looked up salt and really started to research the value of salt. And honestly, guys, we can't understand what it means for Jesus to call us friend unless we look at it. It means a friend at what? Now all of a sudden you're going like, what? A friend at court. How many if you ever go to court, you hope you got a friend there? How many when you go to court, you hope the judge is your friend? You know who, if I go to court in Charlotte County, you know the judge I want, don't you? Judge who? Judge Bell, absolutely. It doesn't mean that either. That's not what that means. A friend at court. What does that word friend mean? It literally is the word a friend at court. So hang in here with me. It describes the what? Inner circle around a king. The king's what? The king's what? He has called you friend. He has called me friend. He has invited me to be on the inner court. Okay? It describes the inner circle. It's a word that we would use for the best man at a wedding. Does the best man stand next to the groom here, or does he stand on the other end of the groomsman way over there? He stands right next to him. You understand? Jesus called me what? He called me friend. He called me to be on the inner court. He called me to be on the inner circle. Now this is God, by the way, that's called you that. How does that make you feel? Say. Well, I'm nobody. I don't matter. I don't have any value. It's because you keep trying to find your value in what other people think of you. Why don't you find your value first in what He thinks of you? I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. He loves me. He gave His life for me on the cross. He has called me what? Friend. That might get you up and get your head lifted a little bit and stop being down all the time or whining all the time. Are y'all listening or not? He's called me what? He's called me friend. It means one who is close to the what? He called me that? Wow. How many feel like you got a lot to live up to do that? Is that? Yeah. Wow. How many of that makes you feel pretty good, though? Come on. Calls me. Calls me what? Calls me friend. I am no different than you. I'm Pastor Fellowship. Well, you do what you do. No better than you. I'm not above you. And I say that because the other night, Hunter, you're 17. Hunter and I went out for dinner. We've gone out to dinner before, haven't we? And Hunter, I don't know about you, but when I go out to dinner with you, I feel like you're my friend. And I hope you feel like I'm your friend. And he said, indeed. The point is that I want him to know I want you to be close to me. Why is it just somebody that's older or, you know, has money or whatever can be? Is that crazy? Yes or no? I care about you. I'm proud of you. You can walk right next to me anywhere we go, son. Did you hear me? Because I care about, and I value his opinion. He matters. What he says matters. What he's going through matters. Friend. He's called us what? Jesus has called us friend. Now let's back it up. What do I mean? I was in John 15:15. I'm okay with pulling a scripture out and talking about it, but if I can back it up in context, let's back it up. Let's go back up. Let's go back up to John 15. We'll probably start at verse 9 or so. Say that point up on the top of the screen. Jesus called me friend. Now, this is just my words trying to explain the passage to you. Say that with me. Jesus wants the very best for my... Jesus wants the very best for my life. Verse 9. Talking to his disciples. We are his disciples. Do you understand that? Yes or no? We are followers of Christ. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you that your joy might my joy might remain in you. And say that last part with me. And that your joy might be what? God wants the very best for my life. Jesus loves me. I am his friend. And he cares for me. Let's build the case here. He says, as I have loved, say it with me, you. Guys, Jesus did come in love. But did you know he's called us to love now? Yes or no? As I have loved, you loved. You love. As I have kept my Father's commandments, you what? You keep them. Oh, you don't believe the Bible and all those commandments and stuff. Not only do I believe them, I want to keep them because I know he loves me and he has my best interest at heart and I want to please him, but he also wants me to have a full life. And so absolutely I want to obey him. Y'all hearing me or not? Absolutely. Jesus says, I want my presence to be in you to the what? As I have loved, you love. As I have kept my Father's commands, you keep my Father's commands. Why? Jesus says, because I want the best for your life. I want you to have joy to the fullest extent in your life. That's how much he loves us. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Does this sound like he's picking on us or he just loves us to pieces? Sure he does. He calls me what? So, let's keep walking with this passage. Say that with me, please. Jesus calls me into a love relationship with him, and he calls me into a love relationship with who? With you. That's what he's done. He's called me his friend. He wants the best for my life. He's expressed to me his love for me, and he's shown me his love by laying down his life for me. But he's also called me into a love relationship with you, with others. That's God's best for my life. Y'all hear me or not? That's his plan for me. Verse 12, we're just walking. This is my commandment. Say it with me. That you what? As what? There's just something about working for somebody that gets alongside of you and shows you how to do it. Instead of telling you how to do it. Well, I'm the boss. I said do it that way. But it's awesome to have a boss who doesn't have to do it anymore. who will get alongside of you and do it with you and show you how to do it. Not shove it down your throat, but be an example to you. Jesus says, now look, you love one another as I what? Have loved you. Greater love has no man than this. Say it with me. That a man lay down his life for his. You are my what? Now look at this verse. You are my friends if you what? Do whatsoever I command you. Keep looking, Raj. Now this is why he called us friend. He called us friend to what? He called us friend to do what? To love each other. That's why he called us friend. This is big, guys. This is our purpose for being on the inner court. If you don't love him, and you don't love other people, why are you on the inner court? Why are you even around me? He says. Are you listening today? Oh, but I'm a Christian. I believe in Jesus. But you're mean as a snake. You're rude. You're ugly to people. You don't care about people. Let me tell you something, friend. You need to get on the outside. Because you're killing the court. Are you hearing me today? Guys, not trying to be ugly. Just trying to be strong. Just trying to make a point. This is how I do with a football team. Right, guys? I get a little loud. That is our purpose for being on the inner court. That is our purpose for being on the inner circle. That is our purpose for being on the inside close to Him. Why am I close and on the inside? Why has He called me close like that? So that I can love Him and He can love me close. So that I can learn from Him. So that I can learn how to love people. So that I can learn to love like He loved me. If I'm way over here, Jesus is sort of saying, you're not going to learn way out there. I want to have you right here next to me. I'm going to love you, and I'm going to teach you how to love folk. Are y'all listening or not today? You think I've lost my mind? Jesus called me what? Wow, this is pretty incredible. He called me friend. Number three. Now say this with me, please. Jesus chose us. We did not choose Him. And don't what? I want to back up one thought. Sorry, but I'm going to back up. You stay right where you're on the screen, but that verse 14 says basically, you love me basically if you keep my commandments. A lot of people take that to mean if I don't keep His commandments, then Jesus doesn't love me. Guys, that's not true. That was the point I was trying to make. It's not that you work your way to heaven or you're good enough to earn God's love. He loves you. He wants you on the inner court. But basically, you're not going to experience my love, and you're not going to be, not because I don't love you, Jesus says, I do love you, but you're not going to experience my love if you, A, don't receive it, and B, don't show it to other people. Does that make sense? You can't say you're in love with me and that you love people when you don't. When you don't keep my command. What command? Command to love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself and to love and care for people. Y'all understand, yes or no? Did you get that? So some of you might have your theology a little different, where you think you're working your way to heaven. Is that how you run your marriage? Your love because you work for your wife every day? Is that your love? Is that it? Yes or no? Now some of you are like, yeah. Come on, guys. Your love because you're loved. Amen? I've done a lot of weddings. I don't do as many as I used to, but I've done a lot over the years. And we commit our love till death do us what? In sickness and in what? For richer or? Is that what love is? But somehow we want to say love is earned. If I keep His commands, He'll love me. He loves you, period. You're the one who moves yourself from His love, not Him. You understand that, yes or no? And when you do that and that kind of thinking, then God's picking on me and I can't believe it. And all of a sudden you become a big fat baby. Excuse me. God loves you to pieces. Y'all hearing me today? Here we go. I'm getting ugly. Don't want to. This is actually a positive message. So Jesus chose us. We did not choose Him. And don't ever what? Don't ever forget it. Henceforth, I call you not what? For the servant knows not what his Lord does. But I have called you what? For all things I've heard of my Father, I've made known unto you. Jesus says, you know my secrets. You've been with me. You've walked with me. He's talking to his disciples. You've slept in the same camp. You've heard everything I've said. You've watched me. Okay? I haven't treated you like servants. I have treated you as my what? You've not chosen me. You didn't choose me, Jesus says, but I have done what? I've chosen you. I've ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, He may give it to you. It's amazing how your prayer life, when it's focused on the fact that Jesus loves you and He's called you to love other people, it will radically change your prayer life. I guarantee you this. You give your life to Christ fully. You love Him with all your heart. You will begin to love people and care for people. And see if your prayers for people and loving people and helping people aren't radically answered by God. Did you hear me? Well, I prayed, He didn't give me whatever. You let your heart be His heart. His heart, your heart. Love people. Pray for people. Be close to Him. Be on the inside. Be on the inner court. And be in sync with Him. And your prayers will radically be answered. Because they're going to be prayers not for yourself. They're going to be prayers more of humility. They're going to be prayers of love for people. And that's God's heart. You hearing me today? Keep looking. He chose us, we didn't choose Him. Don't ever forget it. There is no competition in the body of Christ. Say that with me. There is no competition in the body of Christ. We didn't earn it, but we live like we're better than people sometimes. That is the biggest bunch of bull I've ever seen in my life. There's no competition here. Yes or no? Yeah. Who gets to heaven first? You want to get to heaven first? Go out and jump out in front of a bus. Come on. There's no competition here. There's no what? There's no pecking order in the church of God, that I hate to say it. There is. And it's a shame, guys. It is wrong. There's no pecking order. You're not better than me and I'm not better than you. Are you listening to me? We're all what? Sinners. Can we say that? We're all what? Yeah, but I don't sin as bad as you know who, whatever did. Yeah, but you know what? When you go to hell, you're going to be just as hot as he is. Come on, man. Say. We crazy, ain't we? No pecking order. Don't ever forget this today. You listening? Oh, boy. This kind of thinking is very what? Free. You mean I get to be me? Yeah, you get to be you. But you knowing He loves you, and you loving people, only you can love people like you can love people. Did you know that? My personality is not going to reach everybody. It's going to take you doing what you do, where you live, and how you move, and in your circles. Amen. Say. Wow, this is incredible. We're now free to what? I'm free to love Him. He's called me friend. I'm on the inside. I'm on the inner court. I'm close to Him. I'm free now to love Him. And I'm free to love others because He what? He declared it so. God Himself declared this to be so. I love you and you love as I've loved you. and you're going to be full in your life. Amen. Come on. Jesus called me what? Now, before you go too crazy, I do want to make a little hello right here. Bring us back to earth. He is my master. He's not the man upstairs. He's not your good old buddy. Jesus, my good old buddy. You wouldn't talk to the king that way. If the king called you friend and put you on the inner court, you wouldn't all of a sudden go, "Hey, Jack!" Would you or would you not? You would not. He is our master. Just because he doesn't say, "You're my servants," doesn't mean we're not his servants. We are his servants. Say that with me. We are his. But he's made the choice to call us what? Does that mean we're no longer his servants? Does that mean no longer he is our master? No. It was his doing and all of his doing to call us friend. You understand? I'm a servant of the what? Now let's be honest. If there's a king and there's all these thousands and hundreds of thousands of servants, would you rather just be out there in one of them? Or would you rather be on the inner court with the king? Put your hand up. Tell me, go be honest. No, I just want to be on the outside, nobody. It's because your head ain't working right. Of course you want to be on the inner circle with the king. Amen, say. That doesn't change the fact that he's not my master. What does it mean that I'm on the inner court? He's my king. He's my master. I'm his servant, but he's called me friend. What does it mean? It means I can know his what? I can know God's secrets. Say that with me. I can know God's. Can we say that again? I can know. Now, don't think I'm getting kooky on you. I'm not. He's called you friend. It was his doing. He loved you first. That's why you love him. He's called you to love. He wants you to be close to him. Guys, I'm telling you, if you let this resonate inside of you and receive it today, he wants your joy to be full. Amen. It'll change every time you start looking into your Bible. This is not, I don't understand it, all this Bible stuff. But if it's a love letter or a letter from a friend, you might want to read it. Yes or no? Say. Think about somebody that loves you. And you get a letter from somebody that loves you. And you tell you, that's a bunch of crap. Is that how you act? Yes or no? I'm not going to read it. I don't care. But when it's somebody that loves you and you open up something and you look at it from somebody that loves you, it matters to you. It changes everything, doesn't it? Say, he's called me what? He's called me friend. Hope I didn't lose you in all that. Y'all clear? Good. Glad. And because of this, because he's called me friend, he is my master, he is king, I am still his servant. But because he's called me friend, say that with me. I can be as close to the Lord as I. Let's say that again. I can be as close to the Lord as I. Well, I guess the excuses are over, aren't they? Did he just put Gary on the inside? Did he just call me to be on the inner court? Did he call you to be on the inner court too? He called all of us to be on the inner court, didn't he? Hey, if you want some competition going on, how about you try to be closer to him than I am? How about that? How about that? Amen. Say. How about you want to love him more than I love him? How about that? How about you want to love people more than Gary loves people? How about that? You want to have a little competition? Let's do it that way. Amen. Say. Not I'm better than you, or you're better than me. Let's see who can be closer to the Lord. Y'all hearing me today or not? It's my choice. Stop the excuse making. Yeah, but you don't understand. I do understand. For God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting what? He loves you to pieces, man. Come on. I can be as close to Him as I want to be, and we're about done. Maybe this talk today will help you understand a passage like this a little bit better. Matthew 11. All things are delivered unto me of my Father. No man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whom whosoever the Son will reveal him. Now look at verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Take my yoke upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find what? My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. This is what King Jesus says to you. I am King, He says, and I am Master, and I did create everything that is. But come over here. You're my friend. Take my yoke upon you. Start to learn of me and know me. You're going to find out I'm meek. And I'm lowly in heart. And that I love you. Learn of me. Amen. And you're going to find rest for your souls when you do this. And you're going to find my burden is easy. Amen? Are you listening or not? Yes or no? Oh, this Christianity is killing me. It's killing you because you're working yourself to death. Marriage is a whole lot easier when you're married to somebody that loves you. How do you know, Gary? I know. You hear me today? A relationship with Jesus is a lot easier when you're in a relationship with Him and you know that He what? Loves you. Did we get the message today? Amen. Let's praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. We're good. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.